Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you're looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps make better money moves. A great program, live and in color. Helping you out here as best I can for this hour of money power. We got the boys in the back room there working hard. You got music. You got all the people clapping and cheering in the background. Oh, you thought that was the live studio audience? Oh, okay. It is. It is. No, seriously, we've got a great show planned for you. Kathy Weatherford will be here in a little bit. She's the president and CEO of the Insured Retirement Institute. And since, you know, this is the like the month for financial planning and National Retirement Planning Week and all that, I don't know how they come up with this stuff. Seems to me like every week there's National Retirement This or Retirement Crisis Week or whatever. Doesn't matter what week it is. Here's what matters. 42% of baby boomers have zero. Zilch. Am I allowed to say nada? Zero, zilch, nada. I can't say the Italian one because somebody will yell at me.
Forget about it.
Exactly. Save for retirement. We're going to ask her about that. Also coming up, Investment News did a study the other day for advisors and so forth. There was a survey, and they asked some interesting questions about what's going on in the markets today. I will review those and give you my answer on them. I was just visiting with the TV audience on Yale University, now having to defend their 401k fees. They join a bunch of other universities, Cornell, Emory, MIT, Johns Hopkins, Columbia, University of Pennsylvania. The last four had their cases dismissed, but it's seemingly becoming an epidemic out there. Sue your employer over the 401k fees. Be careful what you wish for, because if I were your employer, I would drop my 401k plan, give you a little bit of money, the 2 or 3% match, and say, go do this yourself. I don't need the aggravation. One lawsuit can cost $500,000, $1 million, more than that, with all the, you know, the preparation and armies of attorneys. And you know what's happening. You know the lawyers on the other side, the plaintiff's lawyers, as they're called, are out trolling for business. And all they got to do is find one case where, you know, some university or major corporation screwed, in quotes, their employees because their fund fees were a little bit higher than they could get in the retail environment, or the institutional, I should say, environment. Then the lawyers come out of the woodwork and start suing everybody. Be careful what you wish for. because employers may wise up and say, you know what? Why should I give you, my employee, this benefit only to have you turn around and hold it against me? You got IRAs. Most employees aren't putting, you know, $4,500, $5,500, $6,500 bucks away. Yeah, the rich ones do. Anyway, I might get a chance to rag on that a little bit more, but I start today with Facebook. Sit back, folks. Relax. Yeah! It is the Ray Lucia Show. The reason I bring up Facebook is some of the questions that were asked relative to this investment news survey dealt with the current market conditions and companies like Facebook that have taken a beating. The headline is Facebook suspends another data analytics firm after CNBC discovers it was using tactics like Cambridge Analytica. I think a lot of us have learned quite a bit in the last several weeks about what's going on in the world of technology nowadays between Google, Facebook, Amazon, Instagram, Twitter, all of those social media and internet buying services, and et cetera. They know everything about us. As I said to my TV viewing audience, they know the color of my underwear.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking.
Okay, got me there. Not wearing any. So this is interesting to me. CNBC notifies Facebook, as if Facebook didn't know this was going on, with a company called CubeU. You guys heard of CubeU? Yeah. No, I have no idea. CubeU. CubeU, they say, misleadingly labeled its quizzes for, quote, nonprofit academic research, then shared user information with marketers. The scenario is eerily similar to how Cambridge Analytica received unauthorized access to data from as many as 87 million Facebook user accounts to target political marketing, because you know the politicians have all the money. Isn't this how Donald Trump got elected? I mean, seriously, it had to be Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. Otherwise, who would have voted for him? Oh, but wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Do you think that the few Facebook ads that went out to 87 million people was more than 95% of the time spent on CNN, MSNBC, and so forth on Donald Trump being negative? Offsets probably $1 billion worth of advertising, negative advertising. So I ain't buying that argument. But isn't it somewhat frightening to you that Facebook now is coming out of the woodwork and fessing up to all this stuff as Mark Zuckerberg sees his business model potentially blowing up in smoke? And they claim they didn't really know this was... They knew it was going on. That's what they do. They collect data on us. And they sell... I've had people come to me and ask if they could buy my data from my email list and so forth, which I don't sell, nor will I. It's amazing to me that these firms that have all of this technology... And they know when you blow your nose, didn't know that Cambridge Analytica and now CubeU were running these quizzes online, and they got 80 million, 100 million, 50 million, lots of million people to take these supposedly benign quizzes where they were promised it wasn't going to be shared or sold or whatever, where they lied. I want to know what's happening to those companies. Quote, we want to thank CNBC for bringing this case to our attention. Some Amy Archibong from Facebook, Vice President of Product Partnerships, which is basically how we're going to scam the public to get their data so that we can sell it to influence buying decisions. I mean, why else do you buy a Facebook ad? You want to influence a buying decision, of course. And I'm okay with that. Advertising goes on every day. What I don't want is cheating when it comes to the advertising. So CubeU boasts on its website that it uses census data and various web and social apps on Facebook and Twitter to collect personal information. The site says it has accesses, it has access to personally identifiable information such as first names, last names, emails, phone numbers, IP addresses, mobile IDs, and browser fingerprints. I'm no tech wizard by any stretch of the imagination, but I know they got all kinds of stuff on me because I get these pop-up ads all the time because I do sign up for subscriptions, financial information and so forth. And some of them are really good and some of them are a waste of time, but all of them, I believe, are selling my fingerprint. My web fingerprint. And I don't know what to do about it. Do you? Be very, very careful what you do online. All right, we come back. We're going to talk with Kathy Weatherford from IRI. Stick around.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. I don't know if you've been reading the news. I did this morning, and I found out that Rudy Giuliani is getting divorced, I think for the second time. I know he got divorced once upon a time. They say $60 million, and I couldn't help but think about, you know, those of us that are baby boomers. Now, he's older than I am. But between divorce, big screens, fancy cars, expensive vacations, many baby boomers are not saving enough for their retirement. I'm privileged to have on board with us here on the program the CEO of the Insured Retirement Institute, Kathy Weatherford. Kathy, thank you so much for joining me. I have probably quoted stuff from your research organization 1,000 times on this program over the last 25 years.
Oh, thank you, Ray. Thank you, thank
you.
We hope that that consumer research that we do helps people, whether it gets them thinking about what they should be doing or what others in their same age or demographic are doing so that they'll take action. We want people to save and be better prepared for retirement.
Well, we've got 10,000 boomers retiring literally every day, so that's a big deal. But in reading some of the stuff, it's very disconcerting when there's a high percentage of baby boomers that have saved squat. Talk about that.
Well, we've been doing baby boomer research, as you know, for 8 years, almost 9 years now, and it's a little gloomy looking at our this year's research that says 42% of baby boomers have saved nothing for retirement. Now, I guess the upside there is that you have, 58% who have, but it's important, I think, because the youngest baby boomer is 54 years old now. Time is starting to, the clock is really ticking, and time is moving, and we need to get started. We need to get some money put away and take care of our financial futures.
Let's talk about the Insured Retirement Institute and what sets you apart from other organizations that do mutual fund research and so forth. What do you guys do that's different?
Well, we built this association 10 years ago on the concept that we would do education, research, and advocacy in the best interest of investors and consumers, and that we would advocate for retirement planning and saving strategies, whether we were in the Hill or in the States, that could help people have greater access to vehicles for workplace savings and personal savings. And so I think it does make us a little different. In that we really work hard to do constructive engagement with the regulators and people in Congress and in the states, because this is a bipartisan issue, making sure that Americans are well saved and that they're not totally relying on Social Security as their only backstop in retirement.
CEO of the IRI, Kathy Weatherford, my special guest. Kathy, in reading your bio, you used to be an insurance commissioner. Now, there's been a lot of insurance news in the news lately with annuities and lawsuits and so forth. What's your take on what's going on in the insurance world? And in particular, I was just speaking of many of these lawsuits affecting major universities with 401k plans. What is your take on all of that?
Well, first of all, I think that consumers are becoming much better educated about fees, whether it's in their workplace plans, whether it's with personal financial planning or financial products. And so I think what we're seeing here is a kind of consumer activist where we're going to see financial professionals and we're going to see consumers coming together and doing things the right way. And because you can be much better informed today than you've ever been before. And so I think it's a good thing for all of us that fees are going to go down. Access to information goes up, disclosure goes up. It's good for all of us.
The Insured Retirement Institute. Now, you guys have focused a lot on annuities and other products that are not very well understood, reverse mortgages and so forth, as tools in retirement planning. Have you taken any heat on that, or what's the story there?
Well, I think that finally, after a long and lengthy misunderstood, strategies, I think that there are annuities that can fit into millions of Americans' retirement plans, whether someone is looking for something that looks like the Paycheck for Life, whether someone wants to protect against longevity risk, whether someone would like to see a death benefit with a savings product. I think that there's a lot of ways and strategies that are working now for consumers, especially as we're living longer, and we will live longer than any generation that's ever lived on the face of the earth, that longevity is going to be an important calculator for us to be sure that we kind of make our money last. And annuities, while they are, they're an insurance product and there's a transfer of risk involved, there is a cost to it. And I think people are beginning to really understand that. People are looking at these strategies because they understand income. They understand that they want, when you've gotten a paycheck for decades and decades and decades, and now you have to pay yourself in retirement, people want to know, what does it take every month or every year to take care of all my fixed expenses, and they want to be sure that that is their annual goal.
Now, many baby boomers are cash poor and house rich. Reverse mortgages have come onto the scene recently. What is your opinion on baby boomers tapping into home equity for retirement assistance?
Well, I think it's probably the last line of defense. If you've run out of cash, that's the good news is that baby boomers have good assets in real estate. And, for that person who does not want to downsize and sell the home or does not want to relocate or whatever it might be, they want to age in place. Sometimes the cash starts being spent down, you're living late in years, that you could use the reverse mortgage as a way to tap some money. But I think it's sort of that last hard line of defense for people.
All right, my special guest, Kathy Weatherford. She's the CEO of the Insured Retirement Institute. You can check them out online at irionline.org, irionline.org. Kathy, unfortunately, I'm out of time. I'd love to do this again sometime. Real quick, you're in Washington, D.C., correct?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you get the accent, Kathy?
I'm an Oklahoma girl.
All right, kid. You take care. Let's do this again very soon. You take care of yourself and make it a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you. I look forward to coming back.
You betcha. Kathy Weatherford, CEO, the Insured Retirement Institute, IRIonline.org. We'll come back with more of the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around, folks. I got a whole bunch of tricks up my sleeve for you when we return on the Ray Program.
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775. And since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with informed delivery notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yeah, Chris and Curtis, my friends in low places. Can you imagine we run this show with just a couple of dudes like these guys? It's amazing. Help, I can't get up. Press the button, will you? Okay, Investment News did a survey the other day for advisors to answer common questions and so forth, but they went out to the public, and I thought it would be interesting and somewhat instructive for us to kind of go through what's going on in the minds of many investors, because I assume that, like these investors, you too have some questions, and for some reason you're not emailing them to me. The first question, should I get out of the market and move to cash? You know, and of course the answer from whoever it was that answered this is absolutely not, et cetera, et cetera. I agree, but I always go back to the goal. What is your goal? Now, if you're 100% invested in stocks and you've got no emergency money and you're on the precipice of retirement, I wouldn't get totally out of the market, but I certainly would siphon off. I mean, you've lost, what, 4 or 5%, whatever the number is. 4 or 5% is not 50%. You can tolerate 4 or 5% after being up 40 in the last year or so, 2 years. But you cannot tolerate a 50% loss. So when I see absolutely not, and again, I'm sure there are qualifiers in here. I'm just reading the big black print. But the fact is, you need to have a reserve. And that reserve needs to be there in the event that the market does collapse, and it needs to last an amount of time to get through a secular bearish situation, like the lost decade. Remember, from 2000 to the end of 2009, people made no money. They lost like 3% per year. So if you were withdrawing 4% or 5% or 6% of your portfolio, and you were losing on top of that another 3% or so on your investment portfolio, in particular, if those investment losses came as they did in big, huge chunks, then 10 years later, you're staring at going back to work. So make sure that you have an alternative plan for tapping into money. I was just speaking with the CEO of the Insured Retirement Institute, and we talked about reverse mortgages. I would say that a reverse mortgage is not the last resort. I thought of it that way, as she described, for many, many years. But the way reverse mortgages work right now, I think they could be that cushion that you need to take you through a tough time where you can be more aggressive with your stock portfolio. And incidentally, there has been a lot of academic research to support what I just said. Next question. Why are the markets suddenly so volatile? Suddenly so volatile, let's say recently, not so volatile. Here's what they wrote. There have been 5 weeks in 2018 that produced higher performance than any week in all of 2017. There have also been 4 weeks that produced lower performance than any week in 2017, because 2017, folks, was unnaturally calm. This is normal. You're going to see 20, 30% fluctuations from peaks to troughs throughout a year. And that's just the way it is. We got lulled to sleep because for the last few years, we've had very, very low volatility. Now the market is moving based on a lot of individual investors, but probably more likely than not, algorithmic trades, where something happens, some news breaks, you break through some moving average or some technical whatever hits, and boom, all that stuff gets sold instantaneously, and you think you're left holding the bag. But more so than not, you see the next day, market bounces back because, well, maybe Donald Trump was head faking on all of this tariff stuff. Maybe he's not. Now you find out that there's sarin gas in Syria again. Chemical weapons. What's Trump going to do this time? Last time he dropped the mother of all bombs or 50-some-odd bombs on those guys. Is he going to make it 100 this time? And then he's just talking about getting out the other day. I don't think he's getting out anytime soon. Not with that stuff that's going on. I don't know. Is the recent stock market volatility related to a threat of an international trade war? Yes. But it's totally irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant to your long-term plan. Think back to, what was it, August of 2011. It was Armageddon. The Standard & Poor's 500 downgraded U.S. debt for, I think it was the first time in history. The U.S. was no longer a AAA rated credit quality. It got downgraded to AA. And what was supposed to happen? The markets were supposed to collapse. Interest rates were supposed to rise. And the exact opposite happened. So you got to take a long-term perspective on all this trade stuff. According to Larry Kudlow and other people, in the long run, this ends up being better. The short run, yes, those of us that have a Wall Street connection don't like to see this because we care more about our portfolios than we care about the poor people that suffer as a result of trade imbalances and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm saying that sort of euphemistically because I really do care about those people that are affected. Whether it's aluminum or soybeans, doesn't matter. They have families too. But you can't run a country that way. Republicans and Democrats have been doing it that way forever, feathering the nest of the people that donate to them. So in my opinion, it's kind of refreshing that the guy in the White House is only taking a buck to be there. Harder to be bought. What are you doing to protect my portfolio in this environment? Well, you know, I hear a lot on weekend radio programs about you can buy this portfolio insurance and stop loss orders and all this stuff. And by and large, it's for traders only. It's not for long-term investors. It's for people that are involved in the game, and I call it a game because that's truly what it is, of trading. Rarely will you find a trader that beats the market. Now, if you ask them, they all beat the market. But having spent 40 years evaluating this, not only academically but anecdotally, not very many of them. I had people very smart, usually younger, whippersnappers, fresh out of school. My son had learned this the hard way, by the way, because when he came out, he was a CPA, you know, worked at a big CPA firm, and all of his young buddies, males and females, were trading the markets and doing really well in the late 1990s. They were looking at MACD charts, and I was eating MACDs. That's the difference. And I was eating MACDs and getting fat, dumb, and happy while my portfolio was growing, and they were trading like crazy. And so Junior came to me, he's 22 years old, I think, and he said, according to the MACD charts, there's this gaming stock that blah, 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 blah. Excuse me. So I said, well, you think you're pretty bright, huh? And he is. I mean, the kid's like, compared to me, he's like way smarter. Must have his mother's genes in that department. But all of his buddies and lady friends and all that stuff were trading some of these highly volatile technology stocks. So I said, okay, we will put family money, $5,000, into this trade and your trading account. Do with it what you want. It was the worst and best investment I ever made. Worst in that we lost it all. Best in that it taught him a lesson he will never forget. That was 20 years ago. He now oversees a couple of billion dollars. And as I said, he's way smarter than his old man. He's got Jeannie's genes. That's why they call her Jeannie. Because she has good genes. Oh, golly, I've got a couple of jokes, but I can't tell them.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup.
800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Jackson, ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson.
I want to go to Jackson. I've got a really good friend that lives very, very close to that. We'll call her Laura because that's her name. Best receptionist I ever hired in my entire life. And then I got really smart and I hired an HR person. And the HR person wanted to fire her because Laura would hug all of the clients coming in, which I thought was pretty cool. The HR person said, you can't do that. Laura comes in with tears in her face one day. I said, Laura, just keep hugging them. People love it. I'm sorry. I'm not that politically correct when it comes to that stuff. She was phenomenal as a receptionist. Then she got married and moved away. But Laura, if you're listening, you can come back anytime. I'll hire you again. I don't even need a secretary or a receptionist today. But I'll hire you. I'll get rid of Chris or Curtis. I'm talking about this Q&A thing that Investment News did. And let me just finish on this real quick before I get to our emails, because some of the other questions, they're all kind of related. Why is the Federal Reserve raising interest rates? And these are common questions that they received from, investors, consumers, individuals, et cetera. Should I be worried about rising interest rates? And are bonds a safe place to hide? All right, the Federal Reserve's raising interest rates. Why? Because the economy is doing very well. And when the economy is doing well, then there's a higher likelihood of full employment and inflation. That's the mandate for the Federal Reserve, which controls interest rates, and that's why they're raising them. Because they don't want to see inflation go above 2%. And they want to make sure that we have full employment, which, in my opinion, according to the way they measure it, we do. Okay, that's why the Fed's raising interest rates. Should you be worried about it? No, you shouldn't. If you're reinvesting the dividends from rising interest rate environment, then you'll suffer for a while. Because remember, bonds go down when interest rates go up. But then the interest rate, the new interest rate, they're buying the new bonds, get reinvested, and eventually you come out actually ahead of the game. Now, having said that, if you're spending the dividends from the bonds and you're out with long maturities, then you could get stung pretty bad in a rising interest rate environment. Remember, we were in a 35-year declining interest rate for environment. So if it were me, as I've said like a gajillion times, I'd split up my bond portfolio, shorten the maturities, go to, maybe floating rates and some lower quality, but then replace the longer dated maturities with stuff like MIGAs. Remember we talked about multi-year guaranteed annuity contracts last week? Sure, you don't get big upside, but you don't get any downside. And you're going to get yields that probably exceed what you'd get in short-term bonds or fixed annuities and so forth. So split up some of your bond allocation to investment alternatives that don't go down when interest rates go up. Are bonds a safe place to hide? You see, when I hear something like that, the first thing that comes to my mind is trading. You are trading your bonds. So I'm going to hide in them temporarily until it's time to jump back into the stock market. You're a market timer, and in that particular instance, they're a very risky place to hide. And I'll tell you why. You will miss the big bounce backs and the big run-ups, and all you got to do is take a look at any kind of a chart for the last 60 days and look at the volatility of the markets. Up 500 points one day, down 700 points the next day, up 300 points the next day, down 500 points the next day, up 800 points, and so forth. What are you going to do while you're hiding? Where's the entry point? You see, people talk about this stuff all the time until it comes down to the brass tacks. And you ask them, well, where is your entry point? Let me see your money. Let me see when you entered. I think you'll find that most of the time it's BS. All right, hit it, fellas. Let's do some real emails here. Carrie asked the first one. I'm maxing out my Roth each year. As a self-employed, would I be better off with a solo 401k? My advisor thinks so. What do you think? Well, I mean, the advisor is probably on the right track. It really depends on how much money you make, whether or not you've accumulated a whole lot of money or no money at all in pre- and post-tax accounts. The strategy that I like to employ is the solo 401k, or putting money into a pre-tax environment. And I'll use 18,000 because the math is simple. If I put 18,000 in to a pre-tax contribution like a solo 401k, if I'm in the 33% tax bracket, which is pretty easy to get in a place like California because of the state tax, I'm saving $6,000 in taxes. 33% of 18,000 is $6,000. If that's you, Carrie, do both. Fund the solo 401k, take your tax savings and fund the Roth. Now you're saving $24,000 at a cost of $18,000. And what you'll have is you'll have a blended pre-tax and tax-free amount of money so that when it does come time to start withdrawing, you can blend the two together to hold down your post-retirement tax rates. See how smart that is? Aaron, with two A's, not an E-R-I-N. Aaron like Hank. Some people got that. The market has been crazy lately, and I feel paralyzed. You say go all in, but my gut tells me things are getting pretty bad. How's your gut been in the past, Aaron? Has your gut told you any lies? My gut lies to me all the time. And by the way, when did I say go all in? Have I ever said go all in? No. No, I've got every show for the last 25 years on tape. And I don't think I've ever said go all in as an investment strategy. I might have said, if you're 25 years old, you should make sure you have enough money in an emergency fund and have all your insurances set. And then what's left over, you can invest in the stock market in a well-diversified way, but not go all in. Thank you for the emails. Email me at raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I'll make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.